弟兄领这诗歌叫非常受感动。
I was very touched by the hymns that our brother led.
我们整个人类的历史
In human history,
就是一个神找人的历史。
It is the history of man, God searching for man.
从伊甸园亚当迷失了之后
When Adam was lost, in the Garden of Eden,
神在那里说你在哪里
God asked him, where are you?
神从那时候一直在寻找人
And from that time on, God has always been searching for people.
他看见所有他所爱的儿女
He sees that all his children that he loves
在地上在仇敌的手中受苦受害
Suffering, on this earth and in the hands of the enemy.
人类的历史看见到血流得像河流那样的广大
And in human history, we have seen blood shed, greatly.
眼泪装起来可能比海洋还要多
And the tears, flow freely.
人类在痛苦在罪恶的辖制底下生活
And humans live under sin, and are controlled by it.
所以我们的父亲一直在问说人啊你在哪里
And so our father continuously asks, where are you?
福音的故事
The story of the gospel
讲到父亲在找浪子
speaks of a father searching for a lost son
讲到牧人在找迷羊
or a shepherd searching for a lost sheep
讲到妇人在寻找他所丢失的钱
or the woman who was searching for her lost coin
浪子还是父亲的儿子
This lost son is still the father's son.
没有回来，父亲的心就是在外面。
And if he's still outside, then so is the father's heart.
好牧人爱他的羊。
And the good shepherd loves the sheep.
妇人宝贵他的钱。
And the woman, treasures her money.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
很抱歉，我没有办法很喜乐地跟大家交通这个信息。
I apologize that I cannot share this, with a joyful heart.
请你们原谅。
And ask that you forgive.
但我希望。
But I hope.
这不是一个叫你难过的事情。
That this is not something that causes you to be sorrowful.
盼望神的灵都在我们里面做同样的工作。
And may the Lord's Spirit, do the same work in all of us.
当我们弟兄领诗歌的时候
When our brother was, leading the hymns,
我真的是想到我怎样得救的
I thought of how I was saved,
我怎样顽梗拒绝神的福音的
and how I stubbornly rejected the Lord's gospel,
那些弟兄姊妹怎样锲而不舍的来寻找我
and how the brothers and sisters, constantly came to, look for me.
福音是神和人一起来成就的。
The gospel is accomplished, through both people and God.
神没有把这个责任交给天使。
He did not give this, job to the angels.
而且喜欢我们来做他爱的运河。
He desires for us to be channels of his love.
在教会的历史上
In church history,
有多少的人他们为了福音的缘故把生命把前途把家产全都摆上去
How many people have given up their lives or their family or their wealth for the sake of the gospel?
我们觉得非常的惭愧
And we feel, that we, have shortchanged
直到今天
Till today
我们的福音传不出去
We cannot preach the gospel
我们的福音聚会聚不起来
And our gospel meetings, are not.
今天这一次荣耀问我说你要讲什么题目
Today I asked my dad what he was going to share on.
我跟他讲说我要讲传福音
And he said that he was going to preach on sharing the gospel.
他说这个题目你讲过好多次了
And I said that you have shared on this many times.
是的我讲了很多次
And it's true, he has shared on it many times.
但是 我巴不得我不需要讲。
And how I wish that I didn't have to speak on it.
巴不得弟兄姊妹来讲给我听。
And how I wish that it would be brothers and sisters who shared with me.
来激励我去传福音。
To encourage me to share the gospel.
有一个传道人。
There was a preacher once.
他刚到一个教会去。
He went to a church.
他讲了一个题目。
And he shared on a topic.
大家都很喜欢。
Everybody enjoyed it.
那第二个礼拜他就讲同样的题目。
And the second week he shared on the same topic.
他想他刚来不好意思跟他讲。他刚来就不好意思叫他不要讲。
Oh, and he had just come to that church, so people were embarrassed to talk to him.
To tell him to stop.
To tell him to stop.
第三个礼拜他又讲同样题目。
But the third week he shared on the same topic.
他们觉得应该跟他交通交通了。
And so they thought that they should fellowship with him.
结果传道人说我虽然讲了三次。
And the preacher said, although I have shared on it three times.
但是我还没有看见结果。
But I have not seen results.
所以我还继续讲下去。
And so I will continue sharing.
当然我不会这样做。
But I will not do that.
但是我的心的感觉就是这样。
But the feeling in my heart is this.
也许我们弟兄姊妹都在传福音。
Perhaps brothers and sisters are sharing the gospel.
但是我们可能是应该怎么说呢？就是如果用外面的话的话，就是玩票性质的。
Perhaps we do it casually.
我们就是主要的做了，那么我们顺带做一点点福音。
We do what's necessary, and on the way we preach some gospel.
什么都比福音重要。
And everything else is more important than the gospel.
如果我方便有空的时候，我就传一点福音。
If it's convenient for me and I have the time, then I will share some of the gospel.
如果人愿意听，传起来很有果效的时候，我很高兴，我就传福音。
And if people are willing to listen and I'm happy, then I will share some gospel.
如果我传福音传得很好，很多人都喜欢听我讲福音，我就传福音。
Or if I'm very good at sharing the gospel, then and people like to listen to me, then I will share.
但如果这些都不是的话，
but if none of these are true,
那我就停了。
Then I stop.
这可能是我们经常遇到的情况。
And maybe this is the condition that we face.
我还是相信每一位弟兄姊妹都有爱主的心。
And I believe that all of us have a heart that loves the Lord.
每一位弟兄姊妹也都有爱人的心。
And we all have a heart that loves other people.
我们可能都遇过一点的挫折。
And maybe we have all been wronged before.
我们也可能都有点灰心。
Or we have been discouraged.
因为时代的确是艰难的。
Because the times are difficult.
但是就是主在地上的时候。
But even when the Lord was on this earth.
传福音也不容易的。
It was not easy to share the gospel.
大部分人还是拒绝他的福音的。
And most people rejected him.
使徒们在地上传福音的时候。
And when the disciples were preaching on this earth.
人不但拒绝他的福音。
Not only did people reject them.
人还打他。
They also struck them.
人还杀他。
And killed them.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们即使是在一个最容易的时代。
Even if we live in the easy times,
我传福音到现在还没有被打过。
I have yet to be beat for the sake of the gospel.
有没有弟兄姊妹传福音被打了？
Have any of us been beat for
有没有
sharing the gospel?
轻轻打一下也是打，有没有？都没有，对不对？
Even lightly.
所以那我们太简单了。
Maybe we have it too easy.
但是这么简单。
But.Even though it's so easy,
但是我们好像不起劲。
we don't put an effort into it.
所以今天早晨我希望能够把一点的负担交通给弟兄姊妹们。
So this morning I want to share a little burden with brothers and sisters.
我们怎样从主那边白白得来。
How we have received freely from the Lord.
我们也能够把它白白的索取。
And how we can freely give to others.
我们只要因着别人爱我们的缘故得救了。
Because we were saved because other people loved us.
我们也出去爱别人。
We can go out and love others.
我们对于那些失丧的还没有回家的人也有负担。
To have a burden for those who are still lost.
真的要回想爱怎么样救了我们。
To think back to how love saved us.
我们不能够安于我们自己的家。
And we cannot be comfortable just in our own house.
我们不能够满意于我们做了一点这个，我们奉献了一点那个。
Or to be satisfied with the little that we have done.
我们来一起读几段圣经。
Let us read some scripture together.
来看以赛亚书，旧约以赛亚书52章第七节。
Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7.
以赛亚书五十二章第七节。好，我们一起来。那报佳音、传平安、报好信、传救恩的，对锡安说：“你的神作王了。”这人的脚登山何等佳美。罗马书第十章
Romans chapter 10
14-15
verses 14 and 15
罗马书十章14-15
Romans 10 14 and 15
我们一起来。然而人未曾信他，怎能求他呢？未曾听见他，怎能信他呢？没有传道的，怎能听见呢？若没有奉差遣，怎能传道呢？如经上所记，报福音、传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美。以弗所书六章十五节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 15.
以弗所书六章十五节
Ephesians 6:15
以弗所书六章十五节一起来又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上好我们就先读这几节
We will read it here for now
福音被称为大好的信息。
The gospel has been called the great news.
从旧约的先知开始。
From the Old Testament prophets.
他们就满了福音的负担。
They were full of the gospel burden.
他叫人知道在神那里为人预备的救恩。
And they wanted to tell people of the salvation that God had prepared.
我们的得救是依靠救主不是依靠自己
Our salvation is based on our Lord
所以以赛亚说那个报佳音传平安报好信传救恩的
So Isaiah says How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news
他们的脚中是何等的佳美
Their feet are beautiful.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
福音是一个好消息
The gospel is good news.
并且是一个大好的信息
And it is a great news.
是神爱人的信息
It is the news that God loves us.
凡是愿意把这个福音传出去的人
And all those who are willing to spread the gospel.
不仅他们的脚中是佳美的
Not only are their feet beautiful.
在原文里面呢，它就是他的脚是佳美的
In the original, it says that their feet are beautiful.
他的脚是佳美的。
Their feet are most beautiful.
脚大概在我们人身上，这总是被最忽略的。
And maybe your feet, have been the most overlooked on our bodies.
每次我洗澡洗到我的脚的时候
，Every time I wash my feet,
我要特别用肥皂再把我的手洗一洗。
Then I'll especially wash my hands again with some soap.
那我才去会去碰我的脸。
Before I touch my face.
脚在我们身上是最低的。
The feet, is the lowest part of our body.
最卑微的。
And the lowliest.
是天天与这个地相连的。
And, it touches the earth every day.
但是因着传福音的缘故。
But because of, spreading the gospel.
那双不俊美的脚在神眼中看来是非常佳美的。
A pair of ugly feet in the eyes of the Lord are most beautiful.
因此神就赐给我们一双福音的鞋子。
And so the Lord has given us a pair of gospel shoes.
保罗给我们一个全副的军装。
The Apostle Paul has given us a full body of armor.
我们很多弟兄姊妹可能把许多的军装从头一直带下来。
And maybe most of us, put on this armor from our head down.
但我们可能缺了一样。
But, we may lack one.
就是福音的鞋子。
And that is the shoes of the gospel.
这个叫做平安的鞋子。
And these are called the shoes of peace.
神为什么称福音的鞋子是平安的鞋子？
And why does the Lord call these shoes the shoes of peace?
因为我们出去的时候。
Because when we go out,
把人和神带和好了。
We reconcile, people to God.
叫这个人有平安。
And we, let this person have peace.
那我觉得。
And I feel this way.
当我们真的用爱去传福音的时候。
That when we preach the gospel in love.
在我们家里面会有平安。
Then we will have peace in our family.
一个真正能够爱一个外人的人。
A person who can truly love someone outside.
他能够不爱家人吗?
Can they not love their family members?
朋友们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个福音实在是好。
This gospel is truly good.
传福音不仅不是一个重担。
And not only is it not a burden.
传福音还叫我们非常的得福。
Spreading the gospel brings us blessing.
今天我们在地上最缺少是什么?
What do we lack most on this earth?
就是喜乐平安。
And that is joy and peace.
而这个大好的信息。
And this great news.
其实就是喜乐的信息。
Of, actually is the news of joy.
英文叫做 glad tidings.
In English, it's called glad tidings.
是充满喜乐的信息。
It is, news full of joy.
这样的信息如果从我们嘴巴能出去。
And if such news can go from our mouths,
它就要充满我们的身体。
Then it'll fill our bodies.
它要充满我们的生活。
And fill our lives.
它充满我们的家庭。
And fill our families.
它要充满我们的教会。
And fill our church.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的主耶稣为我们死。
Our Lord Jesus died for us.
把这个最佳美的福音赐给人。
And gave us his most beautiful gospel.
所有的代价都是他付的。
And all the price has been paid by him.
今天把这个最好的成品交在我们的手中。
And today he gives us this product in our hands.
我们的责任就是去把它分一分。
Our responsibility is to just, spread it out.
叫人尝一尝。
To let other people taste it.
那尝到的人他们就得救了。
And for those who taste it to be saved.
所以保罗告诉我们。
So Paul tells us.
就是人如果要信他。
If people are to believe in God,
必须要有人来传他。
Then someone must preach it.
必须要有人传他们才能听见。
Someone must preach it before they can hear it.
啊，他问了一句话。
And he asked a question.
他说如果没有奉差遣怎能传道呢？
If you are not sent, then how can you preach?
所以主耶稣在离世之前。
So before Jesus left the earth.
他就差遣。
He, sent out.
他就叫我们要到普天下去。
And he commanded us to go to all corners of the earth.
要传福音给万民听。
To spread the gospel for all nations.
这个命令是给所有蒙恩得救的人。
This command is for all those who have been saved by grace.
这个命令不是光给使徒的。
And not only was this for the apostles.
也不是光给教会中的某几个人的。
Or for a few people in the church.
是给所有在基督身体中所有蒙恩得救的人的。
It is for all people saved by grace.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们蒙了这么大的恩典。
If we have been saved.
而我们只留给我们自己来享用。
And we only keep this grace for ourselves.
那我们将是世界上最自私的人。
Then we are most selfish in this world.
救恩在我们的身上真是枉费了。
And the salvation has been wasted in us.
我们得到了这么大的救恩。
We have received such great grace.
我们得着这么多人的爱。
And we have received so much love.
我们能够把它扣留在我们自己的身上，在我们的家里面。
But we keep it within us and in our family.
我们怎能向神交账？
How can we meet the Lord?
所以我一直在思想。
And so I think.
保罗为什么说我若就不传福音，我就有祸了？
Why does Paul say, if I do not preach the gospel, then I am in trouble?
基督徒得救不是白白得救吗？
Do we not be saved? Are we not saved by grace?
我们不需要传福音，我们能得救啊。
We can be saved without preaching the gospel.
肯定上天堂的。
And of course we'll go to heaven.
但是有一件事情。
But there's one thing.
除了我们蒙恩得救之外。
Besides being saved by grace.
天主在我们身上给了恩赐。
Today, God has given us a blessing
给我们恩典
and grace
就让我们出去
so that we can go out
叫别人能够得因我们得祝福
to, for others to be blessed through us
有一天当我们到主的面前交账的时候
and one day when we go before the Lord
我们会不会是那一位把那一千两银子埋在土里面完完整整交回去给神的那一位呢？
Will we be the servant who buried the one talent in the ground?
如果我们是这样的
If we are so
那我们将是被主说你这又恶又懒的仆人
Then the Lord will say Wicked and evil servant
离开我去
Depart from me
那么在黑暗里面哀哭切齿
And there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth
那并不是说我们不得救
And that does not mean that we are not saved.
但是若是我们把神所给的恩赐埋藏下来
But it is if we bury the talent that God gives us.
我们肯定与他天国的荣耀无份无关
Then we will have no part in the glory of his kingdom.
在我们的主在地上做王掌权那一千年里面
And in the millennium.
我们只有在黑暗里面哀哭切齿
Then we will be weeping in the darkness.
我们会想到我们所听见的劝勉
And we will think of the encouragements that we have heard.
我们想到我们所读过的圣经。
And we'll think of the Bible that we have read.
我们回想起圣灵怎么样多次的感动我们。
And we will think of when the Holy Spirit prompted us many times.
我们会想到我们因为把爱把恩典扣住了，那个人沉沦了。
And we will think of the person who was eternally lost because we kept the salvation to ourselves.
我们想到我们因为懒惰的缘故，叫人因为失去了福音，他遭了灾祸了。
And we will think of because of our laziness, someone has been lost.
他的家庭出现了难处了。
And their family has encountered difficulty.
甚至是无法弥补的问题。
And there is no way to get it back.
我们会在那里边一直的回想我们诸般的亏欠。
And we will think of our shortcomings before the Lord.
我们会被这许多的亏欠让我们正是哀哭切齿。
And the shortcomings will cause us to weep.
所以保罗告诉我们说
So Paul tells us
他身上背着福音的债。
He carries the debt of the gospel on him.
无论是本国人是外国人
whether it is his native countrymen or other people.
无论是有学问的没有学问的
or the educated or not.
保罗说我都欠他们的债
Paul says that he is indebted to all.
那是什么债呢
And what kind of debt is this?
那是福音的债
That is the debt of the gospel.
保罗为什么欠福音的债
And why does Paul, why is he indebted to the gospel?
因为是他从这个福音得了好处。
Because he has received good things from this gospel.
主为他流血舍命。
And the Lord shed and gave his life for him.
耶路撒冷的圣徒们为他祷告。
And the saints of Jerusalem prayed for him.
当他在各家去捉拿基督徒要来杀害要来监禁的时候。
When he was rounding up all the Christians to be jailed,
耶路撒冷的教会肯定是为了这个人特别的祷告。
The Church of Jerusalem must have been praying for this person.
所以有一天他得救了。
So one day he was saved.
没有神的工作。
Without the work of the Lord.
没有人的代求。
Without the prayers of people.
他不能得救。
He will not have been saved.
甚至于斯提凡的殉道。
And even the martyrdom of Stephen.
我相信 叫保罗刚硬的心开始软化。
I believe it had begun to melt on the hard heart of Paul.
第一个在教会历史上为主殉道的人。
The first person to be martyred.
对这位最大最重要的使徒肯定是产生了一个决定性的影响。
Must have influenced Paul in a great way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天福音不是讲出去的。
Today the gospel is not preached.
讲道救人少。
Preaching cannot save many people.
但是寻道可以救许多的人。
But being martyred can save many.
今天我们会为了福音的缘故愿意与主同死吗？
Are we willing to die with the Lord for the sake of the gospel?
如果我们不肯，
And if we are unwilling,
福音从我们身上出不去的。
Then the gospel will not go from us.
如果我们爱自己，不能爱别人。
If we love ourselves but cannot love others,
我们顾自己，不愿意顾别人。
And we only care for ourselves,
福音不会出去的。
Then the gospel will not be spread.
如果我们与人有嫌隙，我们不肯道歉。
And if we have an issue with someone else and we're unwilling to repent,
我们得罪了人，我们不肯跟人和好。
And if we have wronged someone and we are unwilling to be reconciled,
我们亏欠人不肯偿还，
or we shortchange someone and we're unwilling to return it,
我们看见别人有需要，我们的手紧紧的握住不肯出去，
or we see someone who is needy but we do not give,
别人不会因我们得救的，
then they will not be saved for our sake.
只有一样东西人不能抗拒，
there is only one thing that people do not reject.
他能抗拒我们所讲的道理。
They can reject our doctrine.
他能抗拒所有你给他的诸般的证据。
They can reject all the evidence you provide.
但是他不能抗拒你的爱。
But he cannot reject your love.
心是一个奇妙的东西。
Because the heart is an amazing thing.
神造了人的一颗心。
God created the heart.
无论他外表怎么样的刚硬。
Regardless of how hard it is on the outside.
如何的冷酷。
Or how cold it is.
爱。能够叫他开门。
Love can open it up.
我看见有些弟兄姊妹们。
I see some brothers and sisters.
他们真的是锲而不舍的爱同一个人。
They will love the same person.
虽然这个人屡次失信。
Even though this person has
and a kiss promise.
Has broken many promises.
说要来又不来。
They say they'll come, but they don't.
到他家里去接，他不在。
Or they will pick them up at their house, but they won't be there.
来了也没有什么心。
Or if they come, they don't pay attention.
好像被爱漠不毫不在乎。
It's like they have no care for this love.
但是呢，真正传福音的人。
But those who truly preach the gospel.
就是在这个情况之下，还是继续的爱他。
Will continue to love this person.
这个人，这个朋友一定会得救。
And this friend will be saved.
因为人不能抗拒爱。
Because people cannot reject love.
每一颗心都有感觉的。
And every heart has feelings.
强盗的心也会软化的。
The heart of a thief will also melt.
那个谋杀人的人的心也会软化的。
And the heart of a murderer will also melt.
那个最自私的人，他的心也会软化的。
And even the heart of the most selfish person will melt.
那什么东西能够使它软化？
And what will cause it to melt?
爱。
Love.
基督的爱。
The love of Christ.
这个爱我们没有。
And this is a love we do not have.
我们只能够爱可爱的。
We can only love those who are lovable.
我们只能够爱几次。
Or we can love a few times.
我们只能够在我们方便的时候去爱一下。
Or when it's convenient, we will love.
但是要很久的爱。
But to love for a long time.
不顾一切的爱。
And to love unconditionally.
我们必须到主面前去支取。
Then we need to find this love from the Lord.
所以主要我们去传扬这个福音。
So the Lord wants us to spread the gospel.
脚上穿着平安的福音做鞋子。
To put on the shoes of peace.
脚就成为一个佳美的脚。
Then the feet become a beautiful pair of feet.
什么是福音呢？
And what is gospel?
这大好的信息到底有多好呢？
How good is this great news?
这个福音因为太大了。
And because this news is too great.
我只能简单地说。
I can only share simply.
用中文说的话啊，就是第一免死。
First, it doesn't die.
You don't have to die.
You don't have to die.
第二个免活。
Second, you don't have to live.
第三个免费。
And third, it's free.
这是我们的福音。
This is our gospel.
我们要传给我们的朋友。
And we give it to our friends.
我们不用死。
We will not die.
因为我们的救主。逾越节的羔羊基督已经被杀献祭了。
Because our Savior, the Passover Lamb, has been sacrificed.
我们要告诉我们的朋友。
We tell our friends.
神爱世人。
That God loves people.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And gave his only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that all who live, believe in him.Will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以这个免死的福音。
And so this gospel, that you will not die.
不但叫我们免死。
Not only tells us that we won't die.
而且还得着了神永远的生命。
But we also have God's eternal life.
得着神全爱的生命。
And the loving life of God.
得着神圣洁的生命。
And God's holy life.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
那么第二个。是免活。
Number two is that we do not need to live.
在加拉太书第二章二十节这样说。
In Galatians chapter 2 it says,
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我，那是基督在我里面活着。
And it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
如果我们成为基督徒。
If we become a Christian,
如果我们觉得做基督徒很辛苦
and we feel that it's very difficult to be a Christian,
如果我们觉得做基督徒叫我们很为难
or it embarrasses us to be a Christian,
那我们就不知道什么是福音
then we don't know what the gospel is.
我们没有真的活在神的救恩的里头
because we are not truly living in God's salvation.
真正的救恩是主替我们死
Because true salvation is God, Lord dying for us.
也替我们活。
And also living for us.
所以我们怎么样去对付我们从前的这些问题？
So how do we deal with our past problems?
我们与人的关系不能够好，我们怎么去对付这个问题？
How do we deal with the problem that we cannot be reconciled?
如果我们在这里努力要做一个好基督徒。
Or if we are striving to be a good Christian.
去解决我们与人那个不能够和好的关系。
To deal with that problem that we cannot be reconciled to others,
我们肯定失败的。
Then we will fail.
因为你从前之所以失败。
Because in the past you have failed.
那就证明那就是我们的能力极限。
Which proves the limitation of our will.
今天主来了。
But today the Lord is here.
他要在我们里面活出他的生命。
And he wants to live out his life from us.
但是我们要肯死。
But we need to be willing to die.
我们要愿意与基督同钉十字架。
To be crucified with Christ.
我们的痛苦。
Our sufferings.
是因为我们不肯死。
Is because we are unwilling to die.
我们一直在那里撑。
And we are struggling by ourselves.
所以真正的福音是一个免活的福音。
So a true gospel is a gospel that you do not need to live.
即使头一个免死是讲到称义。
You do not need to die speaks of justification.
然后呢，免活呢，是讲到成圣。
And not living speaks of sanctification.
所以一个是得救。
So one is being saved.
另外一个是得胜。
And one is being victorious.
一个是讲说将来可以上天堂。
One speaks of going to heaven.
一个是讲到说千年国度的时候可以进天国。
And the other speaks of in the millennium we can be in the kingdom.
并且在今生就能够得着福音的好处。
And also that in today's life we can receive the goodness of the gospel.
所以福音有两种。
And so there are two gospels.
一种是天堂的福音。
One is the gospel of heaven.
是让人知道得救了可以上天堂。
Which lets people know that when they are saved, they can go to heaven.
但主耶稣传的福音是天国的福音。
But the gospel of Jesus Christ is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
是要把我们引进天国。
And that is to lead us into the kingdom of heaven.
在主在地上作王掌权的时候，
Because when he returns to be king on this earth,
我们可以与他一同得荣耀。
Then we will be glorified with him.
我们可以和他一同作王。
And we will be kings with him.
这是包括在福音里面的。
And this is encompassed in the gospel.
所以不论是施洗约翰。
And not only John the Baptist.
不论是我们的主耶稣基督。
Or our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们开头传福音的第一句话。
The first word when they spread the gospel.
就是天国近了，你们应当悔改。
That the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们今天传福音。
Today we preach the gospel.
也应当传天国的福音。
We ought to preach the kingdom of heaven.
如果我们只讲天堂的福音，
Because if we only speak of the gospel of heaven,
我们会越来越多属灵的婴孩。
Then we will have more spiritual babies.
每一个进来的人都是要想要别人服侍他的。
And all who come in desire to be served by others.
每一个进来的人都是想要得好处，在今生得满足而已。
And all they want is to receive the goodness of life today.
是什么样的人才能够享有天国福音的好处？
What kind of person wants the goodness of the kingdom of heaven?
必须像玛利亚把玉瓶打破，把香膏倒在主头上的人。
You must be like Mary who broke the jar of perfume and poured it on the head of our Lord.
所以主告诉我们说，
So the Lord tells us,
你们到普天下去传福音的时候，
When you spread the gospel to the world,
也要诉说做女人所做的作为纪念。
Then you will speak of what this woman has done.
主这样的吩咐不太多。
And such commandments are rare.
很多人为主做了许多事情。
Many people have done things for the
Lord. 主没有说你们到那里传福音一定要讲这个。
But he does not say that when you preach the gospel, you have to mention this.
但是当玛利亚把玉瓶整个打破了，
But when Mary broke the jar,
把她最宝贵的积蓄，把一个未出嫁的女子最宝贵的资产完全倒在主的头上的时候，
And she poured out her most precious saving on the head of our Lord.
主说，传福音的人要讲这件事情。
Then the Lord said, those who preach the gospel,We'll speak of this.
当我们这样传，
When we preach like this,
也许信徒人会少，
Maybe those who believe will be few.
那算一算代价，他不愿意付，
And they're unwilling to pay the price.
那事实上是因为他不认识这付上的这一点点，
But in reality, they do not understand that what they are paying is very little.
但是他得着的是丰丰富富。
And they don't understand that what they'll receive is very abundant.
主从来不会亏欠人。
God will never shortchange us.
我们摆上一块钱。
If we offer $1.
主给我们可能一万块都不止。
Maybe he will return with 10,000.
我们的主是何等的有恩典。
Our Lord is truly gracious.
我们若是肯为福音摆上。
If we're willing,To pay the price for the gospel,
我们就一定会经历到福音的好处。
Then we will experience the goodness of the gospel.
为了传这个福音，
and to preach this gospel,
那我们先活在这个福音的里面。
We need to first live in it.
对，当主受完浸之后，
and so when the Lord was baptized,
他去接受撒旦的试探。
He went to be tempted by the enemy.
从第五章开始，马太第五章开始。
From Matthew chapter 5,
连续三章。
For three chapters,
他就讲天国的生活。
He spoke of the living in the kingdom of heaven.
得着天国福音的人要照这样的生活。
And those who have received the gospel of the kingdom of heaven ought to live like this.
但是没有一个人靠自己可以这样生活。
But not one person can live like this by their own strength.
在创世纪第十七章里头。
In Genesis chapter 17.
当神向亚伯拉罕再显现，
When the Lord revealed himself to Abraham,
他启示他，我是全能的神。
He revealed that he is the Almighty God.
然后说，你在我面前要做完全人。
And before me you will be a perfect person.
你在我的面前要做完全人。
And before me, you will be complete.
我们如果只看后面这一半，
If we only look at the latter half,
我们觉得说谁能做呢？
Then, we will think, who can do this?
但是我们不要忘了，神先启示他是全能的神。
But do not forget that first, God said that He is Almighty.
所以今天我们到底从神得到什么？
And so what have we actually received from God?
是凭什么神这对我们有这么高的要求？
How can God have such a requirement for us?
神把他的所有都给我们了。
It's because He has given us His all.
当我们得救的时候，那个生命进来。
When we are saved, the life comes in.
把神所有一切本性的丰富和能力和各样的恩赐都一起进来了。
And all the blessings and gifts also come in.
主自己在里面要活出这个完全。
And the Lord from within wants to live out this perfection.
若是我们肯死。
If we're willing to die.
若是我们肯像玛利亚这样奉献。
And we're willing to offer.
我们带来的就是荣耀。
Then what it will bring is glory.
如果不是。
But if not.
那就是还是可怜的。
Then we will still be pitiful.
还是软弱的。
And weak.
人看我们还是像没有得救的。
And people will see us as if we are not saved.
今天这个生命在里面。
Today this life is in us.
是因为我们这外面的人太强了，把它捆住。
It's because our outward man is too strong.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个不是一个道理。
This is not a teaching.
这是一个实实在在的真理。
This is a truth.
今天教会要把福音传出去。
Today the church wants to spread the
gospel. 我们必须要先活出这个福音来。
We must first live out the gospel.
每一位亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Every brother and sister.
包括我自己在内。
Including myself.
我们都需要到主面前那里去。
We need to come before the Lord.
求恩典。
To ask for grace.
求怜悯。
And mercy.
做我们随时的帮助。
To be our constant help.
因为离开他。
Because aside from him.
我们什么都不能。
Then we can do nothing.
我们不要说我们今天很刚强了。
We ought not to say that we are strong today.
我可以为主做许多了。
And I can do much for the Lord.
我可以恒久忍耐的爱人了。
And I can love people with.
一点都不是。
It is not so.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
我知道我是一个什么样的人。
What kind of person I am.
那个自私。
The selfishness.
那种被肉体情欲做主的控制的情况。
The condition where we're controlled by our emotions.
跟任何人是一样的。
It is the same as with other people.
但是靠着那加给我力量的。
But relying on Him who gives me strength,
我们要像保罗一样说,
then we can say like Paul,
我们什么都能做,
we can do anything.
虽然我们有失败,
and although we have failures,
虽然我们失败很多,
or maybe we have many failures,
但我们还要征战,
but we continue to battle,
因为主已经把这个生命给我们,
because the Lord has given us this life,
他还把那个荣耀摆在前面,
and He has placed the glory ahead of us,
天天加上恩典来使我们能够达到那个荣耀。
And daily He gives us grace so that we can reach that glory.
若我们没有追求的心智。
If we do not have the heart to pursue.
如果我们没有向主说，你们要完全像你们的天父完全那样的心。
And if we do not have the desire to be perfect as our Lord is perfect.
那是因为我们不信。
It's because we don't believe.
弟兄姊妹们，不信是一个大罪。
Brothers and sisters, unbelief.Is a great sin.
不信带来的后果是严重的。
And the consequences of this are serious.
出埃及那一代，两三百万人，除了两个之外，其他都倒闭在旷野。
Aside from two, the 2 million who came out of Egypt all perished in the wilderness.
是什么原因？他们进不了牛奶与蜜之地。
And for what reason were they unable to enter the land of milk and honey?
那地虽然有仇敌。
Although there were enemies in that land,
虽然城墙很高大,
and the walls were tall,
虽然我们一看我们觉得自己非常的渺小,
and we feel that we are insignificant,
但是因着率领我们的大元帅是全能的,
but because the general who is leading us is almighty,
我们就说我们必能得胜,
then we can say that we will be victorious,
我们是得胜有余, more than
conquerors, then we are more than conquerors.
这是福音。
This is the gospel.
我们都应当回到主的宝座前面去。
We ought to all come before the throne of God.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们是一样性情的人。
We are all the same.
我们只有天天到主的跟前去。
We can only come before the Lord every day.
就着人来说,
because based on ourselves,
我们都一样。
We are all the same.
但是最就着我们的心智来说,
but based on our desire,
可能我们都不相同。
Perhaps we are all different.
但愿我们都有保罗的心智。
May we all have the desire of heart of Paul.
都有加勒和约书亚的心智。
And the heart of Caleb and Joshua.
愿意全心信赖我们的主。
To rely on our Lord wholeheartedly.
加略的十字架。
The cross on Calvary.
把我们的主荣耀的神的儿子钉死在那里。
Where our Lord Jesus was crucified.
难道只是得着我们来这里聚聚会做一点服事吗？
Is it just so that we can meet here and have some service?
他在那里说成的时候，他到底成了什么？
When he said it is finished, what has he finished?
难道那个成还不能叫我们在撒旦肉体的面前得胜吗？
Can that accomplishment not
help us to overcome?
Help us to overcome the enemy.
所以我们若不信
so if we don't believe,
连应许的我们都得不到
then we cannot receive the promise.
所以这是我们今天需要思想的课题
so this is what we need to
所以传福音为什么有好处
why is it good to spread the gospel?
因为当我们这样传的时候
because when we preach like this,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
会催着我们去这样追求的
it'll spur us on to pursue.
我们的良心一定会被我们的话 来遮蔽
Our conscience will be rebuked.
如果我们不愿意照这样活的时候
And if we're unwilling to live like this,
所以传福音大有好处
Although there's benefit to spreading the gospel,
不仅照着圣经说我们这样传人就照着这样信
And the Bible says that if we preach like this then people will believe.
并且我们这样传我们自己也信了
If we preach like this, we will believe ourselves.
巴不得我们都成为传天国福音的人。
How we should all be people who preach the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
啊，第三个是免费。
And third, the gospel is free.
啊，这个真是好的无比。
And this is the best.
如果有人向神求什么
？If someone asks of the Lord for something.
求得非常非常的好
and they think it's very good,
非常非常的大
and very great,
非常非常的不可能
and very impossible,
而那个是免费的话呢那就真的是好
and if that is free, then it is truly good.
有许多弟兄姊妹
many brothers and sisters,
他们真的是这样求了
they truly ask,
也这样得着了
and have received.
这是一个免费的福音
this is a free gospel,
但却不是一个便宜的福音
but it is not a cheap gospel.
这是一个没有人付得起代价的福音。
It is a gospel that none of us can pay the price for.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
这是我们的天国的福音。
This is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
那接着我们要看一下，我们靠什么去传福音？
And what do we rely on to preach this gospel?
为了时间的缘故，我们只看路加第十章。
We will turn to Luke chapter 10.
路加第十章，我们念三处。
We'll read three parts.
首先第一节跟第二节
Luke chapter 10 verses 1 and 2
然后是八节跟九节
And then 8 and 9
然后最后我们练17到24
And lastly 17 through 24
我们中英文都一起练好吗路加第十章
Luke chapter 10
第一节第二节来
Verse 1 and 2
这事以后主又设立七十个人差遣他们两个两个的在他前面往自己所要到的各城各地方去就对他们说要收的庄稼多做工的人少所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼第八和第九节
Verse 8 and 9
无论进哪一城人若接待你们给你们摆上什么你们就吃什么要医治那城里的病人对他们说神的国临近你们了最后17到24
17 through 24
那七十个人欢欢喜喜地回来说，主啊，因你的名就是鬼也服了我们。耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落，像闪电一样，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。然而不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达人就藏起来，向婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父，没有人知道子是谁；除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父是谁。耶稣转身暗暗地对门徒说，看见你们所看见的，那眼睛就有福了。我告诉你们，从前有许多先知和君王，要看你们所看的，却没有看见；要听你们所听的，却没有听见。在这里我们看见主耶稣差遣七十个人。
Here we see the Lord sent out 70 people.
两个两个的在他的前面出去传福音。
Two by two, they went out to preach the gospel.
并且要他们祷告。
And he wanted them to pray.
这七十个人还不够的。
The 70 are not enough.
说要收的庄稼多，但是做工的人少。
Because the harvest is plenty, but the workers are few.
所以我们要求庄稼的主打发他的工人出去收割他的庄稼。
So we need to ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
是主差遣我们。
Because it is the Lord who sends us.
所以这七十个人就讲出去。
And so these 70 go out.
主吩咐他们说。
And God, the Lord commanded them.
他们要告诉他们神的国近了。
The kingdom of heaven is near.
并且要医治那城里的病人。
To heal the sick,
无论是身体的疾病
whether it is physical illness,
无论是灵里的疾病
or spiritual illness,
个性的疾病
or illness of character,
都要得医治
they will all be healed.
主要医治凡是愿意相信他的人
and the Lord will heal all who believe in him.
所以那七十个人就这样两个两个的一组就出去了
and so the 70 went out two by two.
给我们一个榜样
To give us an example,
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该相约出去传福音。
We need to arrange so that we can go out and preach the gospel.
两个弟兄约好出去传福音。
Two brothers.
两个姊妹约好出去传福音。
Or two sisters.
夫妻约好出去传福音。
Or one, a couple.
带着我们的小孩出去传福音。
Or a whole family.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
传福音的人，他的脚是何等的佳美。
The feet of those who preach the gospel are truly beautiful.
平安福音的鞋子必被我们穿上。
And we will put on the shoes of peace.
我们带我们的小孩去传福音。
May we bring our children to preach the gospel.
让我们的下一代也有福音的负担。
So that the next generation can have the burden of the gospel.
所以当他们出去的时候。
So when they go out.
他们照着主的吩咐就做了。
Then they obeyed the Lord's command.
结果他们有一个非常大的喜乐。
And they had great joy.
他们回来告诉主说
They came back and told the Lord,
主啊因你的名就是鬼也服了我们
Lord even the demons are subject to us in your name
以前我们还没有信主的时候
Previously before we were saved
是人怕鬼
We are afraid of the demons
我不晓得你怕不怕
I don't know if you are
我从小就怕鬼
I was afraid of demons when I was little
虽然从来没有见过鬼
Even though I never met
但是怕得要死
But I was afraid of them.
不但天黑的时候怕
Not only at night.
就是白天了，一个人的时候也害怕了。
But even during the day when I was by myself.
看到死人就怕。
And when I saw dead people, I was afraid.
啊，常常做噩梦被吓醒。
And I would wake up because of nightmares.
所以没有主耶稣的时候，人怕鬼。
So without Jesus, we're afraid of demons.
但是当我们从主那里靠他的名
，But If we trust in His name,
就变成鬼怕人了。
Then it'll be the demons who are afraid.
这七十个人从来没有这样经历过。
And the 70 had never experienced.
他们可能跟我们一样，都是很怕鬼的。
And maybe they were like us who were afraid of demons.
他们那天回来说：“哎呀， 主啊，因着你的名，连鬼都服了我们呢。
But that day they came back and said, even the demons are afraid of us.
那个被鬼附的，我们说奉主耶稣的名叫你出去，他们就出去了。
And the demon possessed were healed, and the demons left.
哎呀，真是喜乐啊，真是惊奇。
And how joyful they were.
在我得救之后。
After I was saved.
真的是在这个世上得释放。
I was set free in this world.
我最羡慕英美。
And I admire my wife the most.
因为她从小在基督徒家庭长大。
Because she grew up in a Christian family.
她那个灵强得很。
And her spirit was very strong.
她从来不怕鬼的。
She was never afraid of the demons.
有一次她跟我讲说，他们球队的一个队友的家人过世了，结果都没有人去陪她，她就跑去就陪着她在那里过夜。
And one time, someone on her team, had a death in the family and no one was there, so she went to be with them.
所以这样的自由是何等的好呢？
How good, is this freedom?
我们的灵自由了。
Our spirit is set free.
我们不需要害怕。
And we don't have to be
我们不需要受捆绑。
And we don't have to be, trapped.
好多人他们做了噩梦。
Many people have nightmares.
跟我们一说，我们就为他祷告。
And we pray for them.
噩梦就不见了。
Then the nightmares go away.
那个仇敌他会欺压人的。
And the enemy will oppress people.
但他只能够在我们不知道耶稣的名的时候欺压我们。
But he can only oppress us when we do not know the name of the Lord.
为什么耶稣的名这么好？
Why is the Lord's name so good?
为什么鬼会怕耶稣的名？
And why do the demons fear this name.
在十九节那里主耶稣给我们答案。
Because in verse 19 it says,
我已经给你们权柄。
I give you the authority.
可以践踏蛇和蝎子。
To trample on serpents and scorpions.
这里蛇就是代表撒旦。
Here the serpents.
蝎子乃是代表撒旦的能力。
Serpent is Satan and the scorpion is the power of Satan.
所以我们能够胜过撒旦和他的能力。
So we canOvercome Satan and his power.
因为他没有权柄。
Because he has no authority.
他有一些能力。
He has some power.
他的能力在人之上。
And his power is greater than us.
但是他没有权柄。
But he has no authority.
所以当我们认识主耶稣的名。
So when we recognize the name of the Lord.
我们一使用这个权柄的时候。
And we use this authority.
我们就要看见撒旦从天上坠落像闪电一样。
Then we will see Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
为什么说像闪电一样？
Why is it like lightning?
那就坠落得很快。
It is because he falls quickly.
你一说他就坠落了。
Because when you say it, he falls.
什么样的人可以用主的名？
And who can use the name of the Lord?
第一个，我们必须是归入主名下的人。
First, we need to be in under the Lord's name.
没有归入他名的人，我们没有办法用他的名。
If we are not under his name, then we cannot use his name.
就好像一个女子，如果她还没有归入她丈夫的名字。
It is like, a woman if she is not under her husband's name yet.
她丈夫的地位，丈夫的财富，她都无份的。
Then she has no part of her husband's position or wealth.
但是一旦她归入丈夫的名了，
But once she is under her husband's
丈夫的地位，丈夫的财富，她都有份。
Then the husband's status and wealth is also a part of her.
所以我们首先要归入主耶稣基督的名下。
So first we need to be under the Lord's name.
其次，我们必须是一个服权柄的人。
And then we have to be submissive to authority.
我们服在主的权下。
To submit under the Lord's authority.
主怎么说，我们怎么顺服他。
What he says is what we obey.
在教会里，在家庭中。
In church or in family.
在国家社会里。
Or in a country and society.
我们来学着服权柄。
We need to learn to submit to authority.
我们只有在服权柄的时候，主的权柄在我们身上有能力。
Only when we are submissive to authority will God's authority have power in us.
那我们就会践踏蛇和蝎子。
And then we can trample on the serpents and scorpions.
胜过仇敌一切的能力。
To overcome all the power of the enemy.
所以有一次我们在祷告聚会里面。
One time in prayer meeting.
有位弟兄就祷告到说，我们这次传福音，我们要让人遇见主的权柄。
A brother prayed that when we preach the gospel, we need to show the Lord's authority to people.
我们要来使用主的权柄。
To use the Lord's authority.
那这次的福音聚会。
And in this gospel meeting.
因为我们也这样来使用它。
May we use the authority.
我们的主的名为什么这么样的有权柄？
Why does our Lord's name have such authority?
因为他曾一次降卑到最卑微到最低下的情况。
Because once he came down to be the lowliest of all.
最后是做奴仆然后死在十字架上。
And in the end he was a slave and he died on a cross.
他在地上成为所有人中的最低微的那一个。
And on this earth he was the lowliest man.
所以神把他高升到全宇宙最高的位置去。
And so God elevated him to the highest place.
他就得着了一个超乎万有万名之上的名。
And so he received a name that is above all names.
这叫万口都承认他是主。
So that all will confess that he is Lord.
万膝都要向他跪拜。
And all knees will bow.
包括撒旦都得跪拜他。
Including Satan.
撒旦虽然曾经试探了我们的主，叫他来拜他。
And even though Satan had tempted our Lord before.
但在十字架上。
But on that cross.
打胜的那一仗的时候。
In that victory.
撒旦都得跪拜我们的主。
Satan will now bow to our Lord.
没有一个名超过我们的主。
And not one name is above our Lord.
所以他就告诉我们说，我把天上地下所有的权柄都赐给你们。
And so he says, I give you the authority in heaven and on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，为着福音。
Brothers and sisters, for the gospel.
主把他的名和天上地下一切的权柄，通通都赐给教会。
The Lord gave his authority on earth and heaven all to the church.
如果我们不使用。
If we don't use it,
我们将是何等的没有办法向主交差。
Then we will not be able to meet our Lord.
在大陆听说有一句话。
I heard that in China there is a saying.
有权不用，过期作废是吗
？If you have power and you don't use it, then it'll expire.
那个地上那个小小的权呐、啊，他们都恐怕过期啊。
And the little authority that we have on this earth, people are afraid that it'll expire.
今天我们得到了这个宇宙最大的权柄在手上。
And today we have the greatest authority in the universe.
我们就让它一天一天的过去。
And we just let it go day by day.
一年一年的过去。
And year by year it goes.
何等的可惜。
How tragic this is.
那是真正的枉费。
It is a true waste.
那是真正的枉费。
The true waste.
巴不得在这次的福音聚会中。
How I wish during this gospel meeting.
怎么我们能够像那七十个人。
We can be like those 70.
能够欢欢喜喜的。
To joyfully.
后面主还讲了很多话。
The Lord also mentioned many things later.
他们是有福的，这些人有福了。
These people are blessed.
因为他们看见的，这是以前的君王、先知看不见的。
Because what they saw was Could not have been seen by the kings.
我们肯用主的权柄去传福音。
If we're willing to use Lord's authority to preach the gospel,
我们就看见神迹奇事随着我们。
Then we will see miracles following us.
我们看见那个最甘愿的人改变。
And we will see the most hard-hearted person change.
顽石会点头。Stubborn bones don't knock yet.
And stones will knock.
His head.
His head.
这个太困难了。所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们要传福音
We need to preach the gospel.
三个主日我们有一些弟兄姊妹聚在一起
Last Sunday, a few brothers and sisters met together.
交通说我们这次怎么传福音呢
And we shared on how to spread the gospel this time.
那么这样彼此交通之后
And after our fellowship,
有一个很好的主意
We had a good idea.
我们就是每一个家传福音
That is, every family will preach the gospel.
以家为单位。
The house, the family is the unit.
我们也可以两三家合起来，一起来做。
Or maybe two or three families.
靠近的家庭就把朋友们一起邀过来，一起来请客。
So families who live close together can invite friends and have a meal together.
好像以色列人过逾越节。
Like the Israelites, during Passover.
传福音也就是过逾越节。
Spreading the gospel is like Passover.
长子不必死，可以得救了。
And now the firstborn doesn't need to die, they can be saved.
他们有羊羔可以吃。
And they have the lamb to eat.
那如果一家人不需要那么多，一家人吃不完，我们就邀几家一起来吃这只羊羔。
Or if one family can't finish the food, then we can have more families come join.
把人邀到家里来。
To invite people to our houses.
无论是礼拜五当天。
Whether it's on the day of Friday,
或是这几天的任何一个晚上
or any of the nights in this coming week,
把我们的亲朋好友请过来
to invite our friends home,
把我们的邻居同事请过来
our neighbors and our co-workers,
在新约里面我们看见榜样
we see an example in the New Testament.
撒该那个税吏长撒该
the tax collector, Zacchaeus,
他一生是这么的贪财，是这么的吝啬。
His whole life he was selfish and greedy.
但那一天他请客。
But that day he was the host.
那一天他把他的钱都散尽了。
And that day he gave away all his money.
他几十年讹诈来的赚来的钱，那天晚上全都散尽了。
And all the money that he coveted throughout the years he gave away.
但是他和他的家大有喜乐。
But that day he and his household had great joy.
我们相信那些看见他改变的人都要得救。
Because all those he saw were to be saved.
这样的人得救有冲击力。
These people who are saved.There is a force behind it.
我们看哥尼流的家。
And we see the family of Cornelius.
当主要打发彼得去跟他们传福音的时候。
When the Lord sent Peter to preach the gospel to them.
圣经说他把他的亲属、密友、最好的朋友都找来了。
He brought all his relatives and closest friends.
他家里面的仆人通通不用做事了，通通坐在那里听福音。
And all his servants were also there listening.
那一天这个家大有喜乐
And that day the family had great joy
他们那些来的人也得救了
And those who came were also saved
所以朋友们
so,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们的家应当为福音开放
Our house should be opened up for the gospel
让我们的家成为平安之家
So that our house can be a house of peace
经过我们家的人都得到福音的好处
And those who come through our homesCan receive the goodness of the gospel.
我们要恢复初代教会传福音的热情。
We need to revive the zeal of preaching the gospel.
在初代的教会里。
In the early church.
这些得救的信徒。
Those who were saved.
他们都没有把自己东西当作是自己的。
They never considered their own possessions as their own.
他们的家大家都可以去。
Their homes were open to all.
他们的马车大家都可以坐
and their transportation was used by all
如果他们那时候有汽车的话汽车也都可以坐
and if they had cars then the cars could be used by all
所以他们的东西说都是公用的
and so all of their things were shared
弟兄姊妹们我们不求那么高
Brothers and sisters, we do not require these.
我们除非圣灵工作，要不然我们还没有办法这样生活。
Because unless the Holy Spirit works, then we cannot live like this.
但最少我们的家门应该开。
But at the least, we can open our homes.
应该想到我们这些认识的人还没有得救是何等的可怜。
To think of how pitiful these people are who have not been saved.
我们要把我们的钱财摆上去。
And we can put our money into it.
把我们的时间摆上去。
In our time.
把我们的爱心摆上去
and to put our love into it
全家一起来传福音
so that our whole family can preach the gospel
小孩可以摆碗筷
and the children can set the table
可以摆拖鞋
and slippers
可以吸尘
and they can vacuum
妈妈做菜
and the mom will cook
爸爸整洁房子
and the dad can clean the house
全家人都有服侍
and the whole family has service
那样子就少了很多吵架
and then they will be less quarreling
少吵架
less fighting
多福气
and more blessing
多平安
and more peace
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters
神给我们的家
the home that God has given us
不是单为我们自己的
is not just for ourselves
我们不能在那里享受这个家的温暖这个家的舒适
and we shouldn't just enjoy the comfort and warmth of our home
当然我们是可以享受
And of course, we can enjoy these things.
但是我们应当为着福音摆上去。
But we need to put to give open our houses for
不要把 圣所 给我们的都埋藏在地里边。
If we bury all that God has given us,
我们也不要一直看结果。
Then we won't have results to look for.
我们应当尽管撒种。
We need to sow the seeds.
我们把结果交给神。
And commit the results to God.
一切都是他做的。
Because He does all the work.
我们只不过是运河。
We are only channels.
运河没什么功劳。
And channels do not have much work.
是那一位救人的主有功劳。
It's only that Savior who saves,
who
does the work.
责任也就担在他的身上。
And so the responsibility is on Him.
我们只管把人请来。
We are responsible for bringing the people.
我们不要看环境。
And we don't need to look at the situation.
我们不要看人的反应。
Or people's reaction.
我们只有相信主。
We just believe in God.
主差遣我们出去。
And He sends us out.
我们顺服他。
We believe, obey Him.
他就把恩典加进来。
Then He will give us grace.
他就把权柄赏下来。
And give us the authority.
是他叫人得救。
It is He who causes people to be saved.
我们和他一同欢喜快乐。
Then we can be joyful with Him.
神圣愿这个周末，真是在神的家中有满足的喜乐。
May this upcoming weekend be a time of joy in the house of God.
无论在会所里面,
whether in the church,
无论在东南区,
or in Southeast District,
我们好好的祷告。
We can pray.
每一个人祷告。
Everybody can pray.
在聚会中还要祷告。
We can pray in our meetings.
让人真的遇见主。
So that we can truly meet the Lord.
那么能够兜兜着一些向着国度天国有渴慕的人。
So that we can gain those people for the kingdom of heaven.
就是不仅想要得救，上天堂，也想要得胜进天国的人。
People who not only want to go to heaven, but who also desire to go to the kingdom of heaven.
那么唱一首诗歌。
We'll sing one more hymn.
诗歌597首。
Hymn 597. This is a good hymn.
这首诗歌讲到一个撒种的人应当有的态度。
It speaks of the attitude someone who sows seeds should have.
也讲到在过程中的艰辛。
And it also speaks of the process of sowing.
但也讲到那个收成的时候，那个满足的快乐。
And it speaks of the joy when the harvest comes.
天上人间一同快乐。
And there is joy in heaven and on earth.
好吧，我们把这首诗歌献给主。
Let's offer up this hymn to the Lord.
以那位差遣我们出去传福音的主与我们同在。
So that the Lord who sends us out will be with us.
我们一起起立来唱。
Please rise.
我们唱完的时候，我们大家同声的来感谢他。
Afterwards, we will praise and thank Him in unison.
为着主救我们，我们来感谢他。
For saving us, we can thank Him.
为着主给我们机会传福音，我们来感谢他。
For the opportunity to spread the gospel, we thank Him.
为着摆在前面的喜乐，我们来感谢他。
And for the joy that is before us, we thank Him.
好，我们一起来唱。来，请坐。
Please be seated.